of his goyneness. Hopefully it's the beginning of his goyneness. Hakosh Hashem avoided his goyneness, his goyneness, that's made a resha involved. The hardest part of his goyneness is the person to think into himself. Maybe after we spend the past few months paying attention to things around us, we could also start paying attention to ourselves. Pay attention to how we react to things, what's important to us, what's not important to us. Not what we say, how we react. You know, like the famous Maisa that the father used to tell his kids always, that Gashmius is nothing, the only important thing is Ruchnius. And then one day the kids would play in the living room, and there's expensive vase on the table, and the ball hit the vase, and came then, the father exploded, and he showed them very clearly that Gashmius is very important. And then, a few days later, they got back a test on Chumash, and they got a 50 on the test, and he said, I'll be alright, don't worry. So they also saw how important Ruchnius is. So, it's very important that our actions should be synchronized with our talking. And this is something a person has to pay attention to. It's hard because I just spoke to a person today, he said, the hardest day of his life was that after living for 45 years, he looked at himself and suddenly paid attention to what he really is. And he was running away from that his whole life. He said he almost sunk into a deep depression. It bothers him. He pulled out of this and was working on himself. But the people that go through their entire life just not willing to pay attention to themselves. That's a very poor quality of life. Because if you do not pay attention to yourself, one of the telltale signs of a person who does not pay attention to himself, a person is constantly blaming other people for things that are not going the way he wants. Blames his family, blames his wife, blames his kids, blames his boys, blames his husband. He's constantly blaming everybody. Everybody's not good. If everybody's perfect, his life would be great. And he doesn't realize that if he'd be alright, then everybody would be alright also. He'd be able to handle it. That's what life is all about. So, Kamuvan, the Mashgiach always writes, when you look into yourself, the important is to start focusing on the good qualities you have. Because if you pay attention to all your bad qualities, you just can't handle it. I'm a worthless person, I'm full of bad meanings. There's no hope for me. Everybody has to have an eye in Toivu. The concept of looking things with a good eye is not just crappy. It's a way of life. They have to see the good. And the truth is, if a person can't see good in himself, can't see good in others. It's another tofa'ah. The people never can't see the good in the others. They are suffering from this thing. They don't see the good in themselves. So how can they see the other guy's good? It can make me even worse. Everyone's good and I'm bad. But if a person feels good about himself, then you can see good in others. Kamuvan, once one feels good about himself, then you have to realize that there's a lot of room for improvement also. And it's not the end of the world. But sometimes the person, you can't hear any criticism, because deep down he feels that if I'm getting criticism, it means I'm worthless. But if a person deep down, he recognizes himself, no, I have my mindless. And then if I have my mindless, I can accept criticism. Because there's nothing wrong with not being perfect. I am a nothing? No, you're not a nothing. I know what I am. I know I have good attributes. Listen up, Oida. Boy, did a sefer Yoshim Yichuzim in a time to start. Hey, the moitzes hashmoinoser al hashoras and nefesh. We bring different things that seem to indicate that we have neshama that lasts after we die. On the roim ki nefesh yish lo das lilmoin kona sheyish boilim. We have this force within us that can understand at least learn everything that's going on in the world. Yish lo das acheres el yoinu mizu shibateida atzmo. And there's something greater than that, that aside from understanding the world around him, a person can understand himself. This koyach that we have, the person to know itself, that is the das. Das das. This is something close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person is born, in some ways he's like an animal. He's just a physical being that eats and sleeps. When he gets das, then that puts him above the animal. His whole life is just about eating and sleeping. Just the eating and sleeping gets more complex as he gets older, then he's really living like an animal. Somebody I know, a very sharp person, told me that he was once by family, and they had one of these very fancy dinner parties. nice classical music and good food, jokes, whatever they were doing. They asked him, does he have any comments? And he said, yeah, he wants to make a comment. He said, one time he was walking on the street, he saw this guy with, they don't see it anymore, but years ago they had these big music boxes. Guy's walking back and forth, listening to the music is blasting away, and the guy's chewing his bubble gum. And he says, when I see a guy like that, I see, guy's no safer. The brain is saying to think a little bit, but he wants to keep his mind, his head occupied with his music and his mouth occupied with his gum, and that's where he goes to life. So he said, well, you guys are doing the exact same thing, it's just a little bit more refined. You're getting together, you have to hear your music, you have to eat your food, yeah, it's all the same. A person that does, that he pays attention, he wants to understand life more, he wants to understand his kesher to this world, to himself, klal yisrael kodesh baruch hu, then he uplifted himself from being an animal. The more wisdom we put into our life, understand the truths of life, the further away we are from behema, and the mele, our nefesh goes to very high madrega. Your mind is preoccupied with thinking about in yonim hakodesh baruch hu. What would be understanding this is, or understanding how to do things in a fashion that will be in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values. It's all the same. And see, your dad asks more. That's where I love to come from. Stage number one is be involved in trying to understand the will of Hashem and trying to do the will of Hashem. And a mile above that is to try to understand yourself. Realize your kodesh. Each one of us was given kodesh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is to take advantage of. If you don't pay attention to them, they may go to waste. So these are a deep thing which I don't even know 100% what he means. He says, all the deos klulos b'toicha nefesh. The Mashgiach Zecharei Levracha, in the name of his Rebbe, one of his last Rebbe's, Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, says that once a Sadler from Slobodka, Rabbi Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Alter from Slobodka, was sitting with his Talmidim and started to think in a loud voice, and the neshama is greater than malachim. A Jewish neshama is greater than malachim. Which is true. Malachim just carry out the will of Hashem. They don't have any ability to change anything on their own volition. They're just messengers. Hashem set up the world in a fashion that we are the ones that can change the whole Hanhoga HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Nuva is Elohim, we say every day in Hodu. Give strength to Hashem. Why don't we give strength to Hashem? That's why Hashem set up the world. The world is full of Hisroiness, full of things that are not complete, and it's in our hands to change it, to bring the world to a greater level of shleimus. It starts with ourselves, our personal world, a greater level of shleimus, but that has effect on the entire world. So anyway, he was thinking to himself, Hashem is greater than Malachim. Hashem is greater than Malachim. Nitzah, Sheish Lachim Gilui Ba'atzvai. The person, he has a clarity about himself. Is Godel Yaitem Gilui Eliyahu. We talk about this tzaddik at Gilui Eliyahu. It says, Avon Sabotka, if you have a Gilui, Elimelech, or whatever your name is, that's even greater than Hilali, or coming to clarity about the highest breed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the breed that was made to bring the world to its shleimus. The whole world was created for this purpose, one and only purpose, for humanity to bring the world to shleimus. We were zoicha by Matan Torah to be the members of humanity that will do it. But it's us that the whole world was created for. The reason why I have all the chesroinis in all the world, or the potential evil, or the actual evil, is so that we should be able to stay steadfast and stay away from that evil, and as much as we can to rectify the evil. Right, how much we like to fool ourselves and say that we're great, and if we're not great, well, nobody's great, so that's the way people are nowadays. Like a guy tells me, we can't have Kavanah and Shemoneh Esrei in our generation. So basically, he wiped out any chance of himself working on himself to have more Kavanah and Shemoneh Esrei because came to the conclusion that nobody in our generation could have Kavanah Shemoneh Esrei. A cheap way of getting out of the avodah. And the truth is that if we would appreciate the tremendous good feeling, fulfilling feeling, sweet feeling of overcoming a Yetzer Hara, you know, each one of us knows that when we do that, it's worth to put the effort in. It's worth more than $1 million. Or $1 billion, whatever the number you like. Yeah, so anyway, but the Yetzer Hara tries to make us what he calls the Gan Eden Shel Shoytim. Fool's Gan Eden, fool's paradise. To think, yeah, that's good, I'm alright, as I said. Once again, we're great, but we have to realize that we have things to work on. A few loikola loimit musa masuga this after the asthma, the kureis, and I say, even a person learns musa every day, not always has that ability to really be rough on himself and to reveal that there are things that really need to be dealt with. Yeah. And he says that in order to really pay attention to yourself, you need to take that time and just pay attention. Not just abstract attention, but like we were saying before, try to go through things that transpired the course of the day, how you reacted to things. That's the way you can recognize yourself. What caused you simcha? What caused you pain? What caused you anger? What caused you peace of mind? And you will start seeing what are the things that the kriyas and nefesh that are active in your mitzvahs. Yeah. So this neida, where the person says he's bored to be all by himself, that means he's running away from this too much. And you tell that. Okay, it's time to go, my dear friends. So, if you want to take the next 2 minutes, you miss Boydin. There's a lot of miss Boydin in that, I say. We're going through not simple times right now. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. We're going to the last stage of the Golos. We have to do our part to bring ourselves to Shleimus. Unfortunately, there's a lot of sorrows going around. Aside from the whole thing that everybody, there's so many Protius bigger things. Some type of Midas Adin. Just in Beit Shemesh there, last week, there were two children that were suddenly nifter. And now I have to go to some Tillum for a 12-year-old boy who started. Yisrael ben Yehudis. 12-year-old boy started having, I don't know what to call it, convulsions or whatever. It's not epilepsy. Something he's in intensive care. You can't find out what it is. So maybe some type of meningitis, but they didn't find. Yeah. All kind of things going on. Anyway, we have to be in good spirits. We have to break our spirits. Because we realize that what to do with the Hashem from his kindness, from his goodness, and the good things Hashem does for us, and our mindset with that, we also see the things that we can do. Take better. You take this too?